It's a soul thing. Soul FM.
Crunch time
with Reese and Del.
We are just looking at a new survey that's saying that apparently there is such a thing as favourites in the family.
Yeah, it's a bunch of mums took to Reddit as well and started to figure out if they actually do have favourites, and it seems like everyone really
they
does.
They do. Yeah. When they got asked in confidence with walls up and no kids listening, they definitely have favourites.
Because growing up, you know, you'd always ask your mum or dad, you know, who's the favourite, and they always say, oh, we love you both equally, you know.
See, mine was always like, you like him more than me!
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, Del.
Yeah, no, I'm fully convinced my sister was the favourite.
Like, oh, your sister, not you.
No, my sister, definitely. I don't know, she was the youngest, but it was like, she never had to do anything.
She got coloured eyes.
Yeah, and like, to be fair, like, she's, you know, she's a bit of a... I don't know what the word is, but there's a word for it.
It's okay, you can say it. She's not listening, Reese.
She could be. It's not a deserved title. She should not be the favourite, and yet she is.
Oh, you got some hang-ups.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Reese's got a complex, a family complex. No, definitely. My brother's like a bit out of touch these days because he's 33 and he lives in Wellington, and I'm always like calling mum and having yarns with her.
Right.
So I reckon that, I reckon mum loves me, eh?
Yeah.
We're like besties.
That's pretty good.
We talk about everything.
I think it's because my sister's quite immature, so she's still like a kid. So maybe that's why, you know? Whereas like, I'm more like an adult now, so it's... There's that having to baby her kind of thing.
You have got a big difference between you.
Oh, no, see, no. I'm talking about my other sister.
Oh, so what's the difference?
Only 1 year. I'm 1 year older than her.
Oh.
But she acts like she's 14. So it's like, I think that she thinks she
has to baby
her. I would
hate that if I was a parent.
Yeah.
We're like, sort your crap out. You're not 14 anymore.
She like, needs extra attention, you know?
She's special.
Maybe.
She's a special girl.
Yeah. She'd like to say that.
But yeah, so parents have been coming out and admitting it. So it's good to know.
It's down in the open now.
I mean, every time I get my mum drunk, I'm like, you love me more. And she's like, yeah. But it might be the booze talking.
It's a good one, though.
Or I'm forcing her into saying that I am. Knife to the throat. It's me. Tell me it's me. Can't sleep at night otherwise.
Crunch time with Reese and Del.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was real good. Chill. And then Monday was the cricket. It was real, real good.
So was that all yesterday, eh?
Yeah. Amazing.
I saw something on the news, but I kind of blocked it out.
Is that what you do when sport comes on?
But I'm genuinely interested.
Yeah.
What happened?
So New Zealand were all over Australia. I'll put it real shortly. New Zealand were all over Australia.
Yeah.
It was going to be, you know, easy win. And then a guy for Australia, only his second game, came and just blasted the bowlers in New Zealand. Smashed them. And then they only like 6 to win. And New Zealand ran him out, ran the other guy out. So New Zealand won, but by only just. Like, it should have been a lot
more.
Oh,
true that. So you like out of your seat
it
screaming?
It was crazy. Like, everyone was going nuts. Like, it was because this guy just came in and single-handedly, I think he got 146 not out.
Just this one dude?
One dude. Everyone else got like 20.
That's
30.
New to the game.
It was only his second game for Australia, yeah.
Oh my god.
And he just killed him. It was best game.
So it was almost did it for us.
I don't know if you know, but like in the cricket world, especially at club level,
yeah,
it's almost better to get 100 in a losing side because then it's like you were the one that stood up.
Oh yeah, like you owned it for your
kind
team.
Like a little secret little thing, yeah. It was a great game.
It's a soul thing. Soul FM.
So what we have to do is throw a balled up piece of paper into a bin, and if we fail, that person has to prank call somebody and make them laugh.
Yeah.
So,
Dow lost last week.
I did.
So now we got to see.
And I couldn't make them laugh either.
No, it's a double loss.
That was such a fail. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Yes. Okay, Reese is up first.
Let's do it.
He's got his balled up piece. He's going to aim and shoot. What you got? Oh, missed it. So, could be my chance. Could be my time to shine.
Oh, okay. I'm nervous now. It's not a good first throw. First throw is always hard. Okay.
I reckon it's the ball. I'm blaming it on the balled up paper. It's at a weird angle. Come on, miss. Oh, damn it. That's what happened last week. He got it in. God.
See, I just need that, you know, that first warm-up throw, and I'm set. No pressure. And that's another loss. So
I'm so bad at
I think this
game.
Is the one game I'm going to have a pretty good time of.
I think it's going to be me talking to randoms
nice
from
payback.
Now on.
It's a nice comeback from Smell My Box. I'm happy.
Okay. Let's get this call going.
Yeah, straight into it.
Kim Kirod.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Jerry?
Sorry?
I've lost my dog. I've lost my dog, Jerry.
And you're calling here what for?
Anita, it's his feeding time. You can help me. You can come round.
I don't help people find dogs.
You want to help me job. Find Jerry, please?
That's not my job, my friend.
I had him for 25 years and he's just gone missing and I can't find him anywhere.
You called the police, my friend.
Police? Is this the police?
Yes, call the police.
Okay, your police, can I please ask you to help me find Jerry?
I am not the police.
Police, please.
I am not the police.
Please, my dog, Jerry,
yes.
This is feeding time.
Yes.
You come, I'm just down the road. You can come and please help me find Jerry.
It's hard there.
Hello?
Hello?
Jerry?
Can you hear me?
Please.
Hello?
Please, help
Hello?
Me, sir. Hello?
That was brilliant.
He didn't laugh.
He did not want to help, though.
Oh, my God. We don't find dogs, man.
No. Do you know what store you call?
Nah.
It was a peaches and cream.
Thanks, Reese.
Was it
an Indian guy working peaches and cream?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, mate. That surely he could have helped
he
me.
He was not keen, eh?
Nah.
Nah.
He could have helped me just, you know,
find
old
dog.
Mate. Yeah,
it's pretty
on.
Sad guy.
What a
day. Oh, that was good.
Crunch time. With Reese and Dell.
There's gamblers, right? There's gamblers. I've never been one myself. I mean, I chuck the odd $2 in the pokey.
Yeah, same. And put a little bet down on a game or something.
Never really goes in my favour.
Nah, neither, to be honest.
Nah, my mum's like ridiculously jammy. She'll do a $2 easy with horses or dogs and win like $90.
Hey.
Just out of nowhere.
Need tips, man.
And then she just sends me a picture of it. It's like, well, if you're not going to give me any of it, don't tease me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, so the guy from the States, Kerry
He's
Johnson.
A dude, yeah, dude from the States.
He ran out of money. He needed more. He was in gambling in West Virginia and decided he would just go rob a bank. Like, just casually. Yeah, he robbed about 5K.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, no, you actually even put like a you can hold your place. Put like $25 chip down, you know, hold your place. So I'll be back soon, guys.
I just got to shoot out.
Yeah. Goes, robs a bank, gets 5K, comes back.
So rob is when you don't have a weapon.
Yeah, I think he, like, you know, one of those ones where you put a note down? Like, oh, I have a bomb. Give me money. I think it's one of those ones.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think you have a weapon.
Because it's a burglary if you've got a gun.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
So if you're robbing, that means you're not armed.
Yeah, you just have like a note, and I guess you just have to take his word.
Might be the opposite. So but then what? Did it, what happened?
So he got the money, and he came right back and just continued gambling.
But how do we know the story without him being caught?
He did get caught, unfortunately. So it's not a good ending. Would have been a great tale.
Did he get like another couple bets in?
I think he did, actually. I think he bet quite a
bit
of
away.
Yeah.
Just
and so he's facing about
100,000 on Red 21.
Yeah, so he's facing about 20 years in prison.
True.
Yeah, I think it's a second defense. So it's
shame. Oh, my gosh.
Not
what?
Quite. I think, didn't quite listen to Kenny Rogers. Know when to fold him.
Yeah, right? Know when to walk away and know when to run when the cops are coming in
Pretty
to
much.
Arrest you.
Yep.
Like, you know, duck and weave, bruh.
Song. Oh, yeah. Soul FM. Crunch time. With Reese and Dell.
That's us.
Soul FM.
That's where you'll find us. So crunchy. Okay. So we all heard about Reese's little stint at the cricket.
It was great.
And how he had the best time.
It was pretty good.
But we all know Reese loves a good streaker.
I mean, I think everyone does, though, to be honest. It just adds a little bit more of entertainment.
It's that excitement. It's like they've actually paid him to come.
Yeah.
But Monday had a streaker.
Yes, another guy went on, ran across. He actually did pretty well. Stepped a few guys.
Did he do a couple laps or just...
I think he just ran across. But he stepped a few guys, though. He got a decent fee. I don't think any teams want to get him.
You got no clothes holding you back.
No.
But the funny thing is he gets right to the end. I just saw the tackle clip.
Yeah, he falls over the ad boards, though.
He goes to leap and hurdle over the little ad boards.
I feel like if you're security, you're kind of they always... And rightly so, tentative to tackle him. Like, you don't really want to. You don't want to touch him.
Where would I tackle him?
Yeah.
You can't tackle the neck and you can't really handle the goods.
You can't grab an ankle and hold on.
Somewhere on the middle ground.
Just hard to find.
But yeah, he fully face planted after coming over these hurdles.
It was a pretty hard fall. It was gnarly.
And then he tried to recover and just got nailed by two security guards. So we're going to chuck that on Crunch Time Space, page. Because everyone loves a good naked tackle.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Especially me. and it just reminds me of my ex. He cheated on me.
Right.
And he was crying at my door.
Right.
And I said to him, look, even if you ran down Queen Street naked,
right,
I would not take you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes around and sends me this video clip 3 hours later, and he's gone down Queen Street right in the heart of the city.
Are you serious?
And just whips off his towel and does a massive lap around TSB, that big square, the intersection there, real busy one. Does a big lap around it and then comes back. But he's cracking up in it, he's laughing. So he brings it to me and I was like, it's not funny. And I wouldn't take you back.
I feel like whatever he did should be forgiven. That's a pretty bold move. I would have forgiven him.
Yeah. So, if anyone ever cheats on you, Reese, you know what the punishment is and how you will forgive somebody.
Do it anyway.
You just take my advice.
Yeah.
Just make them run naked in the public. Almost get arrested.
It's a soul thing. Soul FM.